Welcome to the Ideal Investor Show. This is the podcast where we help you challenge your mindset and discover where you are. Tired of stories about other people's success? We can help you change your life, determine your time freedom point, and join us on the journey to financial success. Let's go. Hey, I have a question for you. Have you ever asked yourself, why are we not directly and much more intensely benefit from innovation? You might ask yourself, what the hell is Axel talking about? I saw a really good example the other day and I started thinking about it and I wanted to bring it to you to maybe hopefully trigger you to think about it too. It used to be, for example, that if you wanted to do grape juice and you had a farm that raises grapes, and you want to basically sell the grapes to make grape juice, you had to hire at some point in the year a whole bunch of people to go out with little cutters and cut down the bunches of grapes, put them into crates or stuff like that, and then put the crates on a truck, drive the truck to a place that is basically squeezing the juice out of the grapes, and then you get the grape juice. Nowadays, especially when it comes to grape juice, and you have that farm where you raise the grapes, you will basically make a calculation and find out, okay, I need 100 people for about 4 weeks or so, maybe oftentimes more because you have different kinds of grapes, to harvest the grapes. If I spend the money to buy a harvesting machine, I may have to pay 2 or 3 years worth of cost, but ever after that, I only need to pay for the fuel and maintenance of the machine. Now, that's actually a pretty amazing innovation. If you've ever seen how these harvesting machines harvest grapes versus what human beings need to do to get the grapes off the vine, it's amazing technology. Same thing, by the way, for things like apples, right? And there are now machines in the making that can harvest more delicate stuff, like tomatoes, where, you know, anybody who's ever seen a tomato bush, there are green ones and yellow ones and orange ones and then the really ripe red ones. And they're now working on machines that can actually determine, is a tomato actually the right color in red? And then only pick that one without destroying it or the bush or any of the other ones. Now, we're not quite there yet, but that's coming. Why am I talking about harvesting agricultural products? The point and the question was, are we benefiting from innovation? If this grape farm is using machines now and doesn't have to hire anybody, and they are in the phase where they amortize the machine, the money that they paid for the machine, so now they are actually saving money, why is it that grape juice is getting more expensive constantly? Same thing for apples. I have recently seen an advertisement for apples at Whole Foods. Now, admittedly, they were organic and blah, 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 but those apples were like basically $1.50 per apple. And I remember when I grew up, apples were so abundant, like there was no way that anybody could tell you how much one apple was. You gave like a couple of dollars and you got a whole bag full or a whole basket full, right? And that were hand-picked. Now they have a machine picked and cooled and what have you, all kinds of stuff to make it as efficient as possible, applying all that innovation, and now we're paying $1 or $1.50 per apple. How the hell is that possible? And in my opinion, the true answer for that is the money isn't worth anything. It's not the apple. It's not the grapes. It's not the juice. It's the pieces of paper, those little green pieces of paper that we give in exchange, have lost the value, not the apple and not the grape juice. To buy that machine that harvests the grapes or the apples, the amount of money that a farmer has to give, the number, just the sheer number of dollars has massively increased. Not because the machine is worth so much more or the grapes are worth so much more, any of that, but these little green pieces of paper have less and less purchasing power. And that's a real problem because while the value of the money is going down, we are not increasing our wages nearly as fast as other stuff is increasing in price. And if you go around and you know, I know we can't really do this. This is also true for a lot of other products that are not farm products. And you go, like, if you could somehow take somebody out of sleep from 5 or 10 years ago, somebody who was basically outside of the economy, went to the Amazon rainforest and stayed with a tribe or stuff and comes back, but knew how prices and packaging in supermarkets used to look like. And you come back and you show the things and say, hey, what are the things that you remember from before you went to the Amazon? And they point them out, they will find out that the prices are insanely higher and the packaging has gotten smaller and smaller. Why is that? Because these green little pieces of paper have less and less purchasing power. That's really the situation. And that is also why you should ask yourself, what can you do about it? Now, residential real estate doesn't lose its purchasing power because we are paying with the little pieces of green paper for the value that we're getting as tenants. And so if you own a property like that, the tenants pay you the value that they're getting. And the value is, if anything, increasing, not decreasing. Right? So you get more little green pieces of paper, even though you have to pay the same amount of little pieces of paper to your mortgage company. That's why your passive income keeps going up. That works for residential real estate. That works for gold, for silver, for Bitcoin. It doesn't work in the regular economy. And that's why I call what we do and the things that we help you get into value asset investing, because these assets keep their value or increase their value, whereas most of the stuff that you do in the economy is losing value in the sense of you have to give basically the same amount for less, for a smaller package or for less juice or for like down to one single apple for $1.50. So I want you to think about that a little bit, because that is really an important thing, and it's all related to how much money is in circulation, how many of these green little pieces of paper are in circulation. And I honestly, if you ask my opinion, I don't think it's sustainable. We cannot keep adding a trillion or more every year and think we're going to just keep getting away from it. It's, you know, just because you're printing more little green pieces of paper doesn't mean that you can print yourself out of the situation that we have created. So what is our reaction? What I want to help you with is get value assets. The little green pieces of paper will at some point go away, and maybe green, yellow pieces or red pieces or blue pieces, who knows. But the assets that you own, they will remain and they will have high value for anybody who wants to use them. That's why we get value assets and don't accumulate little green pieces of paper. So that's it for today. Be well, stay safe, and I talk to you tomorrow.